Next, I think we will try writing an MP3 data CD. I've had a lot of requests for people asking me how to do MP3 CDs. And really, it is the exact same process as creating a data CD.
Alt F menu, file menu, boot, open, dot, 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 control, boot, dot, 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 control, plus enter. Leaving menus, new compilation dialog, multi-session page, no multi-session radio button check, CD dash ROM left paren, ISO right paren.
Okay, we're just going to bring up our new compilation box again. It says we're doing a CD.
Shift tab, open, dot, 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 button. Shift tab, Neural Express button. Shift tab, combo box, CD. Shift tab, list view, graphic 17, CD dash ROM left paren, ISO right paren.
And we're going to create the ISO CD, which is a data CD.
Enter. 3-view, MP3, neural burning ROM, combo box, 3-view, test.
Okay, we're back into our main program again.
Tab, list view. Tab, 3-view, data opened.
Okay, I'm going to tab back up to my files and folders box.
Neural podcast folder opened. Data opened. Data, MP3. Tab, list view, not selected info, dot MP3, 285 KB, MP3.
Okay, I'm back. To my MP3 folder. I'm going to select all these files. By doing a Control A, I'm going to take them down to my compilation window by doing my Control number
1.
I'm going to stop JAWS. That's the name of my CD. And we'll just leave it as test, but we could hit, well, we can rename it. And we'll just call it
MP3.
MP3.
Enter, 3-view, MP3. Tab, list view, not selected info, dot MP3, 285 KB, MP3, info, dot, 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 2, slash, 14, slash, 200, dot, info, dot, MP3, script, 01, dot, MP3.
Okay, we're down to our, I've tabbed down to our compilation window.
Script, 01, dot, MP3, 6,947 KB, MP3, info, dot, 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 2, slash, 14, slash, 200, dot, dot.
Okay, when you create your MP3 CD, you don't have your restrictions of 74 minutes or 80 minutes. You can put as much data onto your CD that will fit on a 650 or 700 megabyte CD, you know, 100, 150 MP3s, whatever, depending on your bit rate that you do them at. And that's all there really is to it. I'm going to do my Control B.
Control B.
To burn.
Compilation dialog. Burn page. Determine maximum speed. Checkbox. Not checked. Not checked. Tabs. Tab. Tab. Right speed. Colon. Tab. Right method. Tab. Number of cut. Tab. Seamless link. Tab. Use multiple report. Tab. Do a virus check before. Tab. Burn button.
Go to my burn button. Hit space bar.
Space. Cancel button. 43% right into dispatch left bracket. ISO 2 right bracket.
Okay. Burning MP3 files for MP3 players is no different than burning a data CD. All you do is select all your MP3s, take them to your compilation box, put as many as you want that'll fit into your 650 or 700 megabytes, and simply start your burn process.
81% right into dispatch left bracket, ISO 2 right bracket.
And we're almost done. This does not create an audio CD folder or an audio CD. It simply creates a data CD with all your MP3 files on it. This disc can be put into DVD players that will play MP3s, MP3 portable CD players that play MP3 files, into your computer for a media player or Winamp or whatever. And that's basically.
Burn dialog. Burn process completed successfully at 16x left paren 2000 space. The button. Space.
Okay.
MP3. MP3.
Okay, and that's it. We've come back to our window.
MP3.
That's essentially it for MP3s. So attempt to do this on a later part of this demonstration when I do some more advanced things. But for now, that's it. That is how you create data, audio, and MP3 CDs using Neuro. Okay, on this section, I would like to show you how to copy CDs and rip audio CDs using Nero. Okay, first thing we're going to do, I have Nero up, and
menu bar file. Menu file menu blue dot 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 control plus enter. Leaving menus new compilation dialog. Multi-session page. No multi-session radio button check. CD deck.
We're going to get us to our new compilation dialog.
Tab new button. Tab cancel button. Tab multi-session tab. Tab list view. Graphic 17 CD dash on left there. Nice or right there. Tab new compilation dialog. Multi-session page. Combo box. CD.
Okay, making sure that I'm set to CD in my combo box, and I am. Nero will remember this every time.
Shift tab, list view, graphic 17 CD dash ROM left there, nice or right there.
Okay, I'm in my list of options for CD-ROMs, and I'm going to go down to copy.
Audio CD, mix mode CD extra, CD copy.
Okay, I'm at CD copy. And I am going to hit enter to go into that.
Enter. Cancel button, Nero burning ROM dialog, yes button.
Okay, we got a property.
Nero burning ROM dialog. Yes button. No button. Graphic 695. Would you like the retrieve artist slash title information from the Nero slash internet CD database? Never show this message again. Checkbox not checked. No button.
Okay, since I'm telling it to copy an audio CD and I have an audio CD in the drive, it wants to know if I want to go out to the internet to retrieve the database information for it. Right now, I'm going to tell it no.
Space. Cancel button.
Okay, since I already had CD in it to copy in my burner, it's reading it automatically. If you didn't have a CD to copy already in the burner, it would ask you for the source CD. You would put that in and start reading it. Here in a minute,
13% created minutes for writing dash left copy one right.
It's going to ask you for a blank CD for the target. This is real simple. There's nothing much to it. Copying a CD in Nero is very simple. Even if you just have a single burner in your computer and not a burner in a second CD drive, like some people do, where you would put the source in the CD drive, and you would put your blank disk in the burner. I just have one drive, so what it will do is first it will read the source disk and then ask for the target.
50% created minutes for writing dash left bracket copy.
Okay, and we're almost done. You could use your JAWS cursor.
JAWS copy easy.
If you wanted to get some info.
Graphic 822, 58% created minutes for right file, menu bar, edit, menu bar, graphic 698, graphic 717, graphic 407, compilation name, colon, copy 1, copy disk, the image size, graphic 585, time, error bar, event, error bar, graphic 919, 534.51 p.m. analyzing disk, graphic 266, 534.52 p.m. the CD is copyrighted, graphic 919, 535.15 p.m. created the image for print, write in file, colon, 13-audio, copy, colon, 1/1, total time, colon, 0201.
And what it does, if you've only got just a single burner in your system, it reads all the data from that, source CD onto your computer, so you need to make sure you have enough space on the computer to hold that 650-700 megabyte temporary image it's working with.
Status colon right into 5800 KB/S. Use red buffer colon 0%. Completed colon 97%.
It's almost done.
PC.
Switch back to my PC cursor. Here we go.
DDDDDW1620 colon waiting for disk dialog. Please insert an empty disk correct the dot 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 disk required for the compilation colon CD-R/RW disk type in the recorder colon left there and empty right there. Cancel button.
And it's telling me it wants a blank to be put in so it can finish the copy. And I'm doing that here just a second.
Cancel button.
Okay, I hear it doing its thing. Yep.
6% write into this cache, left bracket, copy one right bracket.
Okay, it's now writing to the blank CD. This was an audio CD I put in. That's why it came up asking me if it wanted to go out to the internet to read the audio information so it could provide track names and everything for the audio CD. I just told it no. For this purpose, I really didn't care. If you need the track names on the CD, you can do that. If you put just a data CD in it, it's just going to simply start reading that data CD automatically, and it'll ask you for your blank as soon as it's done.
20% right into this cache, left bracket, copy one right bracket.
There's not much to copying on here. It really is very, very simple. Whether you have one burner or one burner and a CD-ROM drive combo.
96% right into this cache, left bracket, copy one right bracket.
Should be done here within a few seconds.
98% right into this cache, left bracket, copy one right bracket.
And that's pretty much all there is to copying a CD. I believe when this spits the copy out, it will ask me if I want to do another.
100% right into this cache, left bracket, copy one right bracket. 100% right into this cache, left bracket, copy one right bracket.
Drawer should be opening momentarily.
New opening ROM dialog. Burn process completed successfully at 16x left farad 2400 kb/s right farad. OK button. Space. The button. Space. New opening ROM.
OK, and that's it. The copy is done. It didn't ask me if I wanted to do another copy. I guess if you want to make multiple copies, you would have to tell Nero to do that before you started copying. Okay, what I'm going to do next is show you how to rip audio off of a audio CD onto your computer. And this also demonstrates the database function I described earlier when we went on the overview of Nero. Okay, I'm putting a audio CD in. And,
audio CD left there, left colon, right to save. Nero burning ROM.
I'm going to go up to the extras menu.
Menu bar, file, edit, view, recorder, extras. Menu, extras, menu, info, file, save tracks, .f9.
We go to save tracks.
Enter, leaving menus. Save tracks, dash, /dvddw1620 dialog, read speed, colon, dialog, -, accessing disk, please wait, -, list 2, list view, Nero's file and CD database dialog, list of corresponding CD entries in the Nero CD database, colon, list 2, list view.
Okay.
Nero title and CD database dialog, list of corresponding CD entries in the Nero CD database, colon, list 2, list 2, error bar, graphic 427, colon, internet database entry, graphic 34, colon, program database entry, graphic 691, colon, user defined entry, graphic 366, tab, list 3, list 2, tab, create a new CD entry, .. button. Tab, access internet database button.
Okay, I'm told to access the internet database to get our information.
Space, Nero title and CD database dialog, list of corresponding CD entries in the Nero CD database, colon, current operation dialog, checking server sites, .. checking server sites, .. No window is active.
Okay, it's searching the internet. By the way, if you want to do this, you need to be online. You know, if you're on dial-up, you'll need to dial up, or if you're on DSL, you'll need to make sure you're signed in.
Tab. No window is active. Alt tab. Nero burning ROM. Nero burning ROM. Tab. Graphic 822, Nero burning ROM, file edit view, recorder, extras, database window, elk, graphic 698, graphic 717, graphic 472, graphic 472, graphic 472, graphic 400, alt tab, Nero's title and CD database, save tracks, dash, back, DVDDDDW1620 dialog, read speed, colon, Nero's title and CD database dialog, list of corresponding CD entries in the Nero CD database, electric light orchestra.
Okay, that's our CD.
Tab, list 3, list 2, not selected, electric light orchestra, evil woman. Electric light orchestra, evil woman.
Those are our tracks.
Tab, create a new CD entry, .. button.
If you wanted to save this, you would tell it to create a new CD entry and press on that button. Nero is capable of saving databases on your computer of all the CDs you rip, so you don't have to go out to the internet and look every time you want to do this.
Add CD entry dot 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 button. Tab, print CD cover button.
You could print a CD cover with this information.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, select the CD button.
And since this is the correct information it's grabbed for the CD, I'm going to press space on the selected CD button.
Space, Nero cycle and CD database dialog. List of corresponding CD entries in the Nero CD database colon. Nero burning around dialog. You have not created a user database yet. Without this database, your new CD entries will be lost. You want to create a user database now? Yes button. No button. Space.
And I just don't know. I didn't want to create a database right now. The next dialog box that comes up is a box that allows you to select the tracks that you want to rip. Now, unfortunately, there's a bunch of checkboxes on these. When I was sighted, all you did was take your mouse and check the tracks you wanted. Unfortunately, the checkboxes are not showing up on this dialog box, so the only choice we have is to select all and rip all the tracks. I wish there was a way that you could just select tracks, and I'm not sure how to do that, so that is one downside to this.
Tab, select all button. Shift tab, list 1, list 2, 1002.0004.18. 3, 924.68, 04.32.093, left parent, 46 MB, right parent, audio, strange magic, electric light, watch, dot, 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 off. 4, 1357.0003.44.306, left parent, 38 MB, right parent, audio, electric light, watch, dot, 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 off.
And the list just has all of our tracks in it.
5, 1741.23004.24.800, left parent, 45 MB, right parent, audio, nightmare, electric.
Has the file size, the length of the song, and the title, and the artist. So what we're going to do is select all of them.
Tab, select all button. Space. Tab, 17 tracks, 6933.00, left there, 702 MB, right there, and left, right, slider, 0%.
Okay.
Tab, previous track button.
What you can do also with this is you can go previous track, next track, and play. You can listen to the tracks.
Tab, rewind button. Tab, fast forward button. Tab, next track button. Tab, stop button. Tab, play button. Tab, eject button. Tab, left, right, slider, 43%.
That's our volume.
Tab, output, make whole combo box, digital.
Wants to know how we want to output it while we're listening only, and that's wave, digital wave.
Tab, output, file format, colon, combo box, PCN, WAV, file, left, parent, star, dot, WAV, semicolon, star, dot, wave, right, parent, PCN, WAV, file, left, parent, star, dot, WAV, semicolon, star, dot, wave, right, parent.
This combo box allows you to select how you want to save the file. I'm telling it PCM wave files at the moment. There are other options, MP3, Nero's MP3 version, Nero's digital audio version, Windows, WMA, and a couple other formats.
Tab, settings, dot, 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 button. Tab, fat, colon, edit, combo, C, colon, backslash, documents, and settings, backslash, rate, backslash, my documents. Fat, colon, edit, combo, C, colon, backslash, documents, and settings, backslash, rate, backslash, my documents.
Says it's going to go to my documents. You can change this.
Tab, browse, dot, 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 button.
With the browse button.
Tab, file name creation method colon combo box artist dash title plus apostrophe plus left bracket WAV dot 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 MP3 left bracket.
It's telling us that it's going to create our titles of our songs when it rips them as artist plus song, and it's an MP3.
Tab, drive button.
We can select the drive that we want the files to go to. I'm just going to leave it as where it's at is C colon in my documents.
Tab, close button. Tab, go button.
And once you have all this selected, you just press spacebar on your go button.
Space, progress dialog, activity colon track 1-C colon backslash documents and settings backslash read backslash my documents backslash electric light orchestra dash evil woman dot wav current track colon F.
And it'll start ripping your files off the CD. Once it's done, you can go to the folder that the files are ripped to, and you can play the songs from there, or you can, transfer them over to a portable device or whatever you want to do with them. But the nice thing about this is, using the database feature of Nero, is that when it rips the files off the CD, it has the artist and title information already there. Most programs that you use to rip with, I'm sure not all of them, but just simply will rip the tracks off of the disc and name them track 1, track 2, track 3, track 4, and so on. And then you have to rename them to whatever you want. This already does it for you, and it you know, really, really makes it nice. Let's see where we're at here.
Save tracks dash bend DVDDDW1624 electric light orchestra dash afterglow left third disc right third in progress.
You don't get a whole lot of information here, unfortunately. Once the drive stops, you'll know it's done. It rips pretty fast. It uses what's called digital audio extraction, and it runs at the maximum rate that the drive is capable of extracting audio digitally at, which is usually pretty fast, 30, 40, 50x. And it does generally does a very good job.
Save tracks dash bend DVDDDW1624 electric light orchestra dash afterglow left third disc right third in progress.
I'm not getting progress information.
Cancel.
Oops. One word of caution, especially on slower systems. While you're doing this ripping, you don't want to be doing a lot of other stuff that's using a lot of CPU, because this in itself uses a lot of CPU. And if you're running a lot of other applications in the background, the ripping will tend to be choppy and will mess up. So, oops, I think I'm all done here then.
Tab, options, checkbox, not checked. Shift tab, go button, shift tab, close button.
And when you're done, you can just do your close button.
Space, zero burning ROM.
That's how you copy CDs and how you rip audio CDs onto your computer using Nero.